some ways it seems a long time, 5 years, but actually, you know, it's just like yesterday because we've done so much since then. And coming back to Bournemouth, of course, is always really, really special because we have such wonderful support here. And because of our Blue Skies programme in the area, we have lots of links with lots of partners in the area. And we're doing so much with the Trust. So the time's gone like a flash, to be honest.
That's true. And yet, I suppose when you were launching this Trust, you could have never foreseen the impact it's had.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we you know, it was a dream. It was something that John felt so passionate about, and I know he'd be incredibly proud about now. And we are really making a lot of difference to a lot of young people's lives. And that's the passion that keeps us going. I mean, at the moment, we're working with 5 areas across the country, and this year we actually worked with 195 people on the young people on the Blue Skies program, and that's where we take young people out from schools and then from their homes to environments that they would never dream of going into, really, and working with them to inspire them to understand that there are lots of other opportunities in life for them. And also with our inspirational outreach program, we actually targeted 7,000 young people who benefited from that. And this is where people from our partners, and the partners include people like HMS Sultan, Wessex Archaeology, Cobham Aviation, of course, lots of different companies down here in the Bournemouth area that we work with, who go out to schools and talk to the young people. And we're able to make a difference to such large numbers of young people in that way. And we're also expanding, of course, and we're hoping by 2020 to be working with 9 different areas across the country, and up to 10,000 people or young people. So lots of plans in the pipeline. The biggest thing is it makes such a major difference to these young people. You know, there was a young man who just didn't engage. He wore a hoodie over his head all the time and couldn't make eye contact with people. And by the end of the program, he was able to be part of a team and to have a role in that team and to interact with people in a really natural way. And it's wonderful to see.
I was going to say, I mean, for you personally, in the last 5 years, how that has snowballed and how this change your life has taken, like, completely. It's just bonkers. Do you sometimes have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Very much so. It's strange. You know, none of us knows what's going to be hitting us in life, if you like. And, you know, you have the good and you have the bad. And it's really how you deal with it. And I think, you know, there's always that choice. You can you can sit back and do nothing, or you can make something really positive. And I think we just felt so passionately that we wanted to carry on something that was really dear to John's heart. And he'd be incredibly proud of what's going on with the Trust now. It was always very, very close to his his principles, if you like. And he'd be really proud. I think he'd be quite embarrassed too, you know, thinking, "Oh, what on earth are you doing, Mum?" But very, very proud to know that all these young people are benefiting, you know, from something sad. You know, there's actually a huge amount of good come out of it. He was so good at doing what we're trying to do with the young people, to be honest. He would, when he was, the last time I saw John, he came home and he talked to his young air cadets, the air cadets that he used to be a cadet with, and he just came back and he was so fired up. And he said, you know, those young people, they've got so much ahead of them. They just need to believe in them.